letters and comments, a prayer unlike any other. Today is Bhagavan's Jayanti, according to the English calendar. By the boundless grace of Bhagavan, I can say from the bottom of my heart that this is the best ever Bhagavan Jayanti celebrated by me. Here is how it came about. Many days ago, during a casual conversation, Sushila Manni suggested that I should do Akhanda Parayanam of Akshara Manamalai. Akhanda Parayanam is a 12-hour recitation. Today being Bhagavan's birthday, we decided to do the Parayanam from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The original expectation was that I would do most of it alone with the help from T.V. Chandramouli filling in at lunch and tea breaks. We thought of using Bhagavan's small bathroom so that we could quietly do the Parayanam without disturbing anyone. But that was not to be. The Parayanam was arranged in New Hall itself with the full support of the ashram. When we started at 6 a.m., we had about 15 people chanting. The number peaked to over 50, and the lowest it fell to was about 10. I cannot describe the joy of group chanting in front of the huge picture of Bhagavan in the new hall, where a special picture of Arunachala was also placed. Many foreigners participated. About 6 children joined and chanted very fluently. We invited every participant for lunch. I have plans of doing a similar 12-hour session in each of the Ashtalingams around the hill and also in the major temples on the Giri Pradakshinam road. I wonder if there has ever been a 12-hour chanting of Akshara Manamalai like this before. We initially chose the day because it was Bhagavan's birthday, but it also turned out to be Monday, a special day for Shiva worship, and Pradosham, very special for Shiva. All in all, it was a great success. T.S. Vaidyanathan, Sri Ramanashramam.